Ever since our first night of talking and interacting, you've always had this particular effect on me, and it is a little more intense and kind of, I guess, out there compared to how I usually am, but I figured you kinda might want to know precisely what I mean by this, so I'm gonna tell you all about this, and it's a thought, it's a thing you bring out of me that kinda goes off into several other thoughts, and it's almost like, what do you want to call it? It's almost like a bubble map of sorts. Do you remember those things where it'd be like you have your starting idea in the center and then you have all those things that kind of branch off of it? That's basically what I'm thinking with this. So I guess the main point I want to share with you, I guess, so to speak. I don't know why I'm making it sound so formal. I'm just talking at you, but like, I want to have some sense of cohesion to what I'm talking about so it's not just like disorganized babbling. But, excuse me. So, you make me want to feel small and defenseless and tiny around you. You make me want to be those things for you more specifically. It's a little embarrassing when I word it like that. So let me think of a way that might be a little more intense than usual for me to ever say, but I think it'll paint the perfect picture in your head of precisely what I'm looking for, what I'm thinking of with these thoughts, like what my brain is thinking. I said looking for, but it's more like, you know what I mean? Like, it's like the things I desire when I think of these things. And so, to give you another kind of mental image of what I mean, it's more like you make me feel like I want to be your prey and you my predator. So, and I guess it's worth clarifying, like, not even necessarily in a physical sense, because I believe very heavily that you can have a predator-prey mentality without necessarily having to have, like, a physically, like, violent, kind of, what do you want to call that? Attachment, or like the expectation of violence per se. I understand that imagery probably brings up, like, you know, whips and chains and all the spanking stuff, but for me, it's more like you bring out this mentality in me that makes me crave nothing more than for you to take what you want from me and just kind of making me feel small and defenseless, like basically it's almost as if I'm made to do what it is that you want from me and stuff, you know? I feel really shy saying all this because it's so not like me, but you bring this side out of me that just craves that. And I feel the need to clarify when I say that you in particular make me feel small. It's not like a I want affection, give me cuddles, like cute kind of small, although you are more than welcome to give me cuddles and hugs and shit. That's totally fine, and I would welcome it, but this kind of small is like, it's almost like a powerlessness, like a vulnerability almost, and I want you to take advantage of that fact and kind of I want you to kind of overpower me. Don't know how to word it without sounding creepy, so that's the best way I can think. But it's not like I just have these thoughts and that's it. They kind of like come into play when I'm thinking in particular about us doing things together, when I touch myself and whatnot. And I kind of want to share those thoughts with you. There's a couple in particular I really like that do it for me pretty intensely. So I kind of want to share them, if that's okay. There's this one in particular that comes to mind that I like quite a lot. So I kind of want to share that. I know I say that a lot, but see, this is what I mean. Like, I kind of feel the smallness kicking in a little bit, and it's like, but I'll do my best to not get too embarrassed while talking about these things. So I primarily want you to use me, so I want you to do things to me, but in such a way that, like, you're taking what you want from me. You're not necessarily being commanded by me to do this and that. Like, I know that's not how things work. I wouldn't be like that. It would definitely be more like you're doing what you want with me, regardless if I'm enthusiastically being like, yeah, or like just being kind of reluctant, almost even, and a little secret between us. I said no, you could still do what you wanted with me. Because in that moment, my body would be yours. So, that said, there is a particular thing I would want to do for you, though. Okay, so I'm getting a little worked up. Feel a little bit shyer than usual, but bear with me here. I really, really wanna kind of like, this is gonna be almost like, not mood whiplash, but like it's definitely gonna be a little different than what you might expect with all the intense stuff I've been talking about, but I really want to lightly kiss and run my tongue along your wrist. If that's okay, like the inside of it. And not only that, but I'd really love to kiss and suck on your fingertips so you could kind of, I guess, get an idea of what my mouth is capable of should you ever wanna mess around with that at some point, I guess, and for the sake of the fantasy, if that makes sense. But the point of this isn't for you to do things to me, is it? I don't think it is. So, with this particular fantasy, there are bits and pieces that I don't quite know how it gets to this point, but like I have this very particular mental image in my head that you sort of, as I do that, you kind of take hold of my other hand with the opposite hand, and you just kind of, or maybe not quite that, it's like hard to explain, But I imagine you somehow kind of just pushing me down onto the bed, the couch, whatever. And just kind of envision you, like, I'm not saying you would be a total asshole and, like, neglect foreplay or any of that, but when I'm usually thinking of this, it's a pretty intense, like, sort of I'm not in the mood for foreplay kind of fantasy. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, you're thinking sexy thoughts and you don't really want to think of all the buildup. You think of some of it, but then you just kind of want to get to the point. This is one of those ones where I just sort of get too worked up to really care about the details leading up to how this bit happens, but I really want your mouth on my pussy in particular, but it's more like I realize wording it like that kind of almost makes it sound like I'm almost borderline commanding you, maybe, and that's not how I'm intending it. It's more like when I fantasize about it, you just kind of go in for the kill, so to speak. Like, you don't even really wait for me to ask or anything. You don't even tell me to ask or anything. You just do it. And so I just kind of imagine, like, your tongue just going against my lips and my clit and what have you, and I recently discovered I actually quite like playing with my nipples and stuff, so I think while you did that, I'd want to reach up and play with my breasts while you did that. I think it would be really hot. But I'd want, and I'm not sure how this would go down really, but as you were doing that, as sensual as everything would have been, like, in a physical sense, I really, mentally, I just want you to fucking, like, I don't know if break me is gonna be the right word here, because, like I said, I'm not sure I really, or I don't know if I said this or not, but I'm just gonna reemphasize, like, I'm not really into the super intense stuff. Like, I definitely need to be, like, I would definitely need to be eased into it and stuff, but I definitely, definitely want to be your prey, and for you to just sort of do what you need to ensure that I will be obedient and that I will be the best prey that you could ever really crave and hunger for. I want you to be my predator. I want you to overpower me, and I want you to really put me in the place you think I deserve to be the most, if that makes sense. I would say put me in my place, but that implies that it's even my say to begin with, doesn't it? So I'd want to leave that to you, because I think you'd know best. I feel really embarrassed, because this isn't usually a side of me that I share. So I feel a little bit vulnerable, even a little bit nervous, but with that nervous vulnerability I'm feeling, I kind of wish you were here to take advantage of that. Kind of want you to make me feel smaller than I already am. Just have your way with me. And it wouldn't even have to be you necessarily doing sexy things to me, per se. It could even just be as simple as maybe even just commenting on, like, you know, how small I am compared to you and things like that. And not in the romantic way people might usually think of if they hear something like that. Rather, I want you to make me nervous with the knowledge of how small I am compared to you, and that because I'm so small that there isn't really much I can do to prevent you from doing what you want to me. I think that in particular sort of drives me crazy, as the thought of you sort of mentally fucking with me a little bit. So you wouldn't even have to lay a hand on me. It's more, I crave that, the mentality aspect of it, the you making me feel incredibly just powerless and needy for you. And as I say all these things, like the craving for you gets really intense, and I feel really kind of embarrassed admitting that, but at the same time, I want you to make me embarrassed. It's one thing to sort of embarrass myself while I'm talking about these things, but I think it's another if you are the one responsible for embarrassing me. Because, see, when I embarrass myself, that's one thing. That's uncomfortable in a way that's more like, it's kind of scary when I embarrass myself because I'm saying things I normally would not be brave enough to say. And I can kind of kick myself a little for it, in a way. But if you embarrassed me, or you made me feel sort of humiliated or whatever, whether it be because I'm small or what have you, that's different because I can't really fight against, like, what's the wording I want to look for here? I can't really fight my predator when there's really one fate for prey. And even if a prey manages to escape its predator, that doesn't mean that all is over, you know? Because eventually the predator will get them. And that's kind of my thinking, is no matter how much I'd try to perhaps resist or sort of try to fight back the potential embarrassment that you might give me, there wouldn't be a point. There wouldn't be a point in resisting it or trying to fight against it, because as your prey, so to speak, it would be my job to take that embarrassment, that humiliation, that almost torture, in a sense, that mental torment that you'd be giving me. It would be my responsibility, my duty to do that. Although maybe those aren't the right words, because it's not like prey has much dignity in that sense. They just kind of become a mess of themselves, and I want you to make a mess of me. Perhaps in a literal sense, perhaps in a more metaphorical sense, it doesn't matter. I want you a lot, and in particular, I just crave for you to... Can I get a little bit extreme in my wording here? I don't necessarily want you to do crazy, intense, hardcore things to me, like, right off the bat or anything like that. Like, I wouldn't want that necessarily. I prefer my femdom on the side of, sensual action, but, like, an almost borderline, like, intense... mental aspect to it, I guess. So, there's one way I'm thinking of how to word this, and it's gonna be a little bit weird, maybe, a little bit embarrassing, because I don't mean it in, like, a pet play kind of way either, necessarily. I think that's the awkward part, because it's like, I wonder if this is going to convey what I want to say, but I'm just going to do it. I kind of want you to make me your powerless little bitch, almost. Like, make me what you want me to be, almost. I mean, kind of just want to surrender all my control to you and just let you do whatever it is you want to do to me. And I want to take what you give me. No matter how terrifying it might be at first, I kind of want to take that. Because although I've said a lot of pretty intense, hardcore stuff throughout this, I do trust you. And I trust that if we were in those kinds of situations, you wouldn't do anything to seriously hurt me. And yeah, I'd love to be your prey and your little bitch and all these other things. I want you to make me a small, embarrassed little mess and what have you. There's a lot of things I want you to make me in that sense. But at the end of the day, you know, while I also want you to be my predator, my good God, what else? I've been using the words predator and prey so much, but I feel like it so accurately embodies the emotions I crave in that sense, like that mental, like, mind-fucky goodness. That is the best way I can think of wording it, but regardless of, you know, the predator-prey thing, at the end of the day, I trust you shit tons, and you're probably one of my best friends here. So, realistically speaking, I have a lot of trust that you wouldn't take it further than I'd be comfortable with. But at the same time, I kind of want you to go against my comfort zone. Sort of stretch those boundaries. And I just kind of want you to fuck me up and make me yours and just really have what you want from me. And make me feel just totally mentally overpowered. And yeah, that's. I'm not really sure where I want to take that, but you see what I'm getting at a little bit? These are things that come to mind when I think of you, and these are things I've thought of the entire time I've known you, and I've been kind of terrified to voice these thoughts. And I figured now would be the most appropriate time to tell you these thoughts, and I hope it's not too intense. In a bad way, I guess. But more importantly, what am I trying to say? I don't really know where I was going with that, actually. I'm sorry. But, yeah, I think that about sums it up. I just really want you to take me and make me yours and all that good stuff. But especially in, like, a mental sense, because I think the hottest kind of thing is that mental fuckery, you know? But, yeah, I've been talking in verbal circles this whole time, but I think that about sums it up. So, yeah, I guess that's about it. I don't know, I'm not really sure how I want to end this quite well, but, I guess I'll end it like this. So, you're more than welcome to come claim your prey anytime you want.